Welcome to BetaFinch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, where we take a dense earnings call and turn it into a conversation that actually makes sense.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're digging into Illinois Toolworks, ITW, second quarter 2026. And Alex, this was a genuinely strong print.
Before we get into it, quick disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Okay, with that out of the way, Jordan, ITW basically had the best quarter in company history.
They did. Organic growth of 4.5%, operating margin at 26.7%, GAAP EPS up 10% to $2.84. And operating income hit $1.15 billion, a 7.4% jump. That's the most profitable quarter ITW has ever put up.
And it wasn't one lucky segment carrying the load. Welding grew organically 14%, test and measurement and electronics grew 10%, polymers and fluids grew 7%. These are the capex-heavy, cyclical parts of the business, and they just accelerated hard.
Right. And the sequential story is what really jumped out to me. Revenue grew 7% quarter over quarter versus a historical average of about 2%. That's not incremental improvement. That's a genuine inflection.
So naturally, they raised guidance. Full-year organic growth guidance moved up a point and a half to a new midpoint of 3.5%. GAAP EPS guidance rose 15 cents to a midpoint of $11.45. That's 9% year-over-year growth, and it's their second guidance raise this year.
What I want to flag for listeners is CBI, Customer Back Innovation. This is ITW's structured innovation framework, and it contributed 3% to revenue growth in the first half, up from 2.4% for all of 2025. CEO Chris O'Herlihy compared building this discipline to how they rolled out their famous 80-20 operating model over a decade ago.
And it's not just a talking point. It's tied to compensation now. Every division from the ground up is incentivized on it. And importantly, it's measured as truly incremental revenue, net of cannibalization, over a rolling 3-year window. So a new product's contribution eventually rolls off unless something new replaces it.
Which is a nice built-in forcing function to keep innovating rather than resting on one-hit product.
Let's talk about welding for a second, because a 14% organic growth number in an industrial business is huge. North America, about 85% of that segment, grew 19%, with strength across infrastructure, energy, aerospace, and defense.
And margins there stayed best in class at 32.4%, though a couple of analysts on the call pushed back asking if that's a ceiling. Management said no. The near-term drag is really just a price-cost timing lag from raw material inflation, not a structural limit. Once pricing catches up, they expect incrementals back to that 40% plus range.
Speaking of price-cost, that was probably the most repeated phrase on this call.
For sure. CFO Michael Larson said price increases more than offset higher raw material costs in dollar terms. But the timing lag diluted margins by about 40 basis points in second quarter. Crude oil derivatives, resin, chemicals were the main culprits, hitting specialty products and automotive the hardest.
But he was pretty clear this is temporary and something they've navigated before, pointing to the first and second rounds of tariffs as precedent. They expect the drag to shrink to around 30 basis points in third quarter and 20 in fourth quarter.
One worry I'd flag for listeners. There's also a real one-time event here. A storm damaged two welding facilities in Appleton, Wisconsin, right before the call. Everyone's safe, and management says no material impact on guidance. But it's worth watching for any follow-up commentary next quarter.
Good catch. On the Q&A side, a couple of things stood out to me. One analyst asked whether ITW is quietly building backlog in welding and test and measurement, since orders are outpacing revenue in both. Management's answer was essentially, yes, a bit more backlog than usual, and that's exactly why they're confident heading into the second half.
There was also a nice exchange about capital allocation. ITW pulled forward $750 million of planned third-quarter share buybacks in the second quarter, done opportunistically at around $255 a share. Free cash flow was up 41% with 77% conversion, and they returned over $1.2 billion to shareholders in the quarter alone.
On M&A, Chris O'Herlihy described their posture as active but disciplined. Valuations haven't really come down, and given how strong organic growth is right now, they're comfortable being patient and selective rather than chasing deals.
And zooming out to the long-term target, ITW is still tracking toward its 2030 goal of 30% plus operating margins. Three of seven segments are already there or above it, and management expects every single segment to grow organically and expand margins in the back half of this year.
So, what does all this mean for someone following ITW? The headline is that this is a company hitting an inflection point on organic growth after a couple of sluggish years, layering in a genuinely new growth lever with CBI, while dealing with a manageable, temporary inflation headwind on margins.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. The next few quarters will really test the durability of this acceleration, especially as price-cost pressures ease and CBI keeps compounding.
Should be a fun one to watch heading into third quarter.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.